This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, I have a question. Well, first of all, let's do a little quick recap. You know, it was a very violent weekend in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You had a rampaging mob that turned businesses and battled with police. The rioting started after a black police officer shot and killed a black suspect. The convicted felon had a gun, illegal. When he refused to drop his weapon, the officer opened fire. So far, I see nothing wrong with any of this. Well, the mob does not see it my way. They took to the streets, causing all sorts of mayhem. A number of buildings were set ablaze, including a gas station. Five police officers were hurt, one hit by a brick. White people were also purportedly targeted. A number of websites, including Fox Nation, posted videos showing some protesters trying to hunt down white motorists. One eyewitness said on the video, they're beating up all the white people. There's no confirmation as to any white, whether or not any white people were in fact injured. The mainstream media has ignored that part of the story. One protester told a reporter that rich people got all this money and they're not giving them some. So the mob basically wants a job. They want to work 60 hours a week, get a paycheck, and then the turn, you know, well, actually, they want you to get a job, work 60 hours a week, then turn over the money to them. Or, is that what they want? What happened in Milwaukee has happened before in places like Ferguson, Missouri, and Baltimore, Maryland. There you have professional race agitators once again fomenting unrest and pouring gasoline on smoldering rage. But I have a question. How does burning down your neighborhood advance your cause? How does throwing bricks at police make you safer? Without a doubt, in urban America, there are plenty of real problems, but they cannot be resolved through violence. They can only really be resolved by a family and a church, or by a right-thinking group of people, by repairing and restoring broken families and rediscovering faith. That will heal the souls of these people. However, that's not the problem, see, because we're not anywhere near that point right now because they have been listening to the wrong people. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark addressed that very issue during a press conference. People have to find a more socially acceptable way to deal with their frustration, their anger, and resentment. We cannot have the social upheaval, the chaos that we saw Saturday night that frightens good law-abiding people in these neighborhoods. Clark is a pretty good guy. And he's not afraid to speak, to tell the truth, and no matter how politically incorrect it may be. And he's absolutely right. We must have law and order. One of the protesters said they want economic opportunity. I understand that. But they, you know, burning it down doesn't get it there. Burning down economic opportunity doesn't get it there. I'm going to tell you something that, you know, I don't know how much it's going to resonate, but it's the truth. It's the truth. 99% of your law enforcement people are good people, are good officers. There is a small minority of officers who are not these good people. However, and no matter what they are, black, white, male, female, it doesn't matter. They're good people. They see things that you can't possibly imagine. They roll into things that you've only heard about. And they get to see it right there in front of them. If you point a gun at one, and he's any good at his job, he's going to kill you. No matter what color you are. No matter what color he is. Anybody who's willing to take on the police in a gunfight, well, you really don't much care about society at large, because the cops are representing law and order in the midst of us. Like it or not. Like it or not. Going out and hunting people, if that's what happened, that's no way to act. What if you find the wrong people? Then what? What if you find the wrong people? Because it is simply a matter of time when these professional race agitators get everybody all ginned up and ready to go, and bricks stacked neatly, Molotov cocktails lined up neatly, you know, plenty of Zippo lighters to light the same. One of these days they're going to roll in somewhere and they're going to come up against a bunch of Korean shop owners or oath keepers or something like that. And then what? Do you think anybody gets up in the morning wanting to shoot at their fellow man? Or wants to defend themselves against their fellow man? You know, I regard all of America, all of the world for that matter, as my fellow mankind. There are some, of course, that are bad. They're not really interested in getting along with me, you, anybody else. They just want to be in charge of things. However that works out, however they get that to happen. And the thought of having a bunch of them coming down a street, hunting for me specifically because of my pigment. Well, on the one hand, it makes me go, that's not a reason to come after me. And on the other hand, it makes me think, but defending myself is a reason to do what I got to do now. You're going to meet up with something you don't want to very shortly. And then that's going to be a sad day. And then, of course, there'll be all these cries of this and that and the other, you know. I'm sure if it's Caucasians defending themselves, that'll be the KKK. But it doesn't. It's hitting deaf ears. Destroying your own community does not further your cause. Going in and wrecking a CBS does not do any social justice, or a gas station, or a house, or, you know, burning a police car. There's no social justice coming from that, I'm sorry to tell you. You're just acting out, and you're just destructive. That's too bad. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Nancy Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. arms, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, here's the thing. I heard the news as it was playing before we came on the air, and I was hearing about what they're saying about Trump. Now, the polls are not put there to actually give any information. The polls are put there for you to believe things are a certain way. Right now, all is lost. Never mind that Hillary Clinton got half the votes that she got in 2008 when she lost. Never mind that Trump got 3 or 4 million more votes than Romney. Never mind. Never mind that Bush spent $125 million on campaigning. Never mind that all of the conventional politicians fell by the wayside. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. It is inevitable, you see, because Trump just doesn't know how to talk. See, there's a slight majority of people out there that consider themselves to be in the conservative sphere. And they're, you know, never Trump. They disagree with my conclusion that voting for Trump is much less devastating to America than abstaining in light of Pantsuit and her looming regime. You know, she appointed a head to her transition team today. She's already got her transition team in place for when she wins. Because she believes that the polling information is going to work. She believes that that's going to work. The Republicans are, you know, I don't know what they're crying for or whatever they want. I don't get it. The ones that think Trump is bad, I'll probably remain friends with them. I don't understand them. Our enemies, however, what I know about our enemies is they would love to divide us forever, and I'm just not going to play in that game on that pool. If it does, it would be their choice. It would not be mine. If all of us refuse to be permanently torn asunder, if all of us refuse to choose to let our strategic and tactical disagreements drive a wedge between us, then we won't be torn apart. And when the smoke clears in November, however it goes, we can fight on together. I don't spend a lot of time on Twitter because Twitter is a waste of time. But there are a lot of people that get intense on Twitter. People disagree about the proper reaction to the Donald. Some board the Trump train and others want to blow up the tracks and derail it. Would I have picked him? You know, if somebody said, Bill, we want you to pick the presidential candidate for the Republican nominee, I wouldn't have picked Trump. I wouldn't have picked him. But that's not the point. We have what we have. We fight with what we got. And we have Trump. Let me be the first to admit that it absolutely boggles my mind when people don't see how clearly, unequivocally, and completely correct my position is on this. I want to win. I don't want Hillary to appoint the Supreme Court. I don't want her to appoint any judges. Beyond that, I'm not worried about what President Hillary would do. She would do whatever she wants to do, but she's not going to get laws passed. She's going to get the same kind of consideration from the Republicans as Obama's got. Yet people who've come to a different conclusion also suffer mind-boggling when people don't see how clearly, unequivocally, and completely correct they are. I can't convince certain people. I can't change their mind. It's almost like people of good faith can look at the same evidence and come to different conclusions. It is vitally important that we all work to make sure good faith disagreements remain a thing. Now, here's some suggestions as to how to be constructive with other conservatives who see things differently. Don't worry about whether you have the moral high ground or not. I'm doing what I think is right, and so are they. But if they start to lecture me about how I'm not meeting their exacting standards, I'm pretty certain they wouldn't welcome me lecturing them back. Plus, if you've suddenly decided that you're vastly more moral than everyone else you've been fighting for conservatism alongside for the better part of a decade, then you should also concede that your moral sense is somewhat defective, since you only recently noticed that everyone else is terrible. Don't come at me trying to play the America Vets apple pie puppies card. If you like hate Trump, then you hate America Vets apple pie puppies gambit is not going to work with me. I've been told that I hate vets. That's me looking in the mirror, pal. I am a vet. So I guess based upon when somebody says something like that to me, I should just pull a 180 immediately and just change my mind. Just all right there on the spot. These people did not become terrible overnight. That's the next point, because they disagree with you on one point. I get that all the time. I'll go to a meeting. I went to a thing for South Carolina Carry one time, and I was saying, I recommend that you carry a double-stack pistol. And somebody took exception to that. They were thinking I was belittling what they carried, which I had no idea what they carried. And then they were good enough to tell me that with what they did carry, which was a single-stack pistol, they would hit each and every target that they aimed at with it. They were just that good. Okay. Next is, we're not going to purge anyone. I sometimes hear how the various mainstream cliques, clans, crews, and coalition components must be purged from the GOP upon Trump's victory and or defeat. That's not happening. That's not going to happen. Be nice to one another, too. That's another thing. So how does this work in the real world? Well, there's a guy out there who holds a completely opposite view of the Trump voting strategy than I do. We'll call him Never Trump. And calling him that way is way too mild. He's against allowing the name Trump to ever be uttered aloud again. He's probably a solid guy. He says important things. He's lost his way. He's forgotten that we're all facing in the same direction. We're all in the same foxhole, folks. We're all fighting for the same thing. We got to remember that as we go forward. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge? Eliminating the false, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Second Call Defense.
Completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load.
The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Now then, what you're getting right now is a dose, if you're getting it, if you're watching it on the TV, if you're getting it from most of your radio, except here maybe, you're getting the Clinton media. They've gone from malfunctioning to mad, from dishonest to deranged. Their coverage of the 2016 election is no longer tinged by liberal bias. It's about moving viewers and readers into a parallel universe and alternate reality of their making. The media monolith's latest imbecility is to offer effusive plaudits for the candidate, pantsuit. Because here we have a lifelong politician whose ill-gotten gains have come via the political means, not the private productive means, and she released her tax returns for 2015. Now, this is something that Donald Trump has yet to do, for the candidate is under audit and has been advised to refrain from doing anything that'll give the most corrupt and dangerous of government agencies a lien on his assets, or liberty, for that matter. And, don't we have all of them up to this year? Now, befitting an arm of our technocratic managerial state, the Internal Revenue Service regularly criminalizes the actions of non-compliant victims. even when the alleged crime is more often than not unintentional. And it matters not that the rights of Englishmen bequeathed to the American founders by their philosophical forebears stipulated that there is to be no crime without intent. Also unconstitutional is ex post facto or retroactive law, yet the rogues at the IRS routinely change laws as they go and criminalize actions that were legal when committed. Now, if anyone's forgotten, the IRS is famous for unleashing its corrupt kleptocrats, Lois Lerner is Exhibit A, on innocent Tea Party and 9/12 patriots in order to, very plainly, destroy them. She deployed her vast oppressive apparatus to hound right-leaning nonprofits to threaten their mission and menace their donors. Just like Pantsuit does, Lerner knew she would remain untouched by the law. Post-resignation, the lippy Lerner could afford to be unrepentant. I am not sorry for anything I did. She declared that to Politico, which they probably clapped her on the back because they're in the bag for the Democrats as well. Now, compared to Trump, the Tea Party patriots were adored by the establishment. This Mr. Michael Cohen, the general counsel for the Trump Organization, knows. On no account, said Michael Cohen, Esquire, would he allow his client, Mr. Trump, to reveal anything about his taxes while under audit. And it would be nice if Mr. Cohen would replace, you know, hire him to do some other stuff in your setup there, Trump. The longer these regulars linger in the snake pits, the more they begin to accommodate their talking partners on the left center, the more they labor to smooth the rough edges, and the more they move to marginalize their own right wing and distance themselves from those who seem more conservative in their principles than the goal of bridge building. You see, without that, without the bridge building, we can't have nothing. The coda to every article written by the prostitutes exalting Hillary's heroic tax disclosure asserts that. You see, by not releasing his taxes during the campaign, Trump is breaking with a 40-year bipartisan tradition of transparency expected of presidential nominees, and that there's nothing to prevent Trump from doing the same during an audit. Well, yeah, there is. Now, Clinton will never be perp-walked for flouting state secrecy laws, much less audited or conversely criminalized by the IRS in the course of an audit. Were he merely to be accused of tax violations, Trump is certain to be destroyed by both political factions. Thomas Jefferson warned us about this. When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When it comes to the IRS, Jefferson's bar has been met. Trump needs to be nervous about this one. From the glowing reports about Clinton's tax releases, we learned, too, that as charity, the couple gave $1 million to their private Clinton Family Foundation, which is, the media monolith asserts forcefully, entirely different than the Clinton Foundation that has been the subject of scrutiny. Okay, if you say so. For the Trump tax onslaught came the unnerving specter of Trump Tower being scaled by a man seeking a meeting with the candidate. Sticking to its mandate to disregard or downplay the real dangers to Mr. Trump, the media collective saw nothing remotely ominous about a man with a kit bag willing to risk death by climbing to the candidate's abode. It's quite amusing. Conversely, the same sorts hollered assassination when Trump, who has a record of speaking incoherently, made an inarticulate but straightforward comment regarding the power of the gun lobby and his vast constituency, that'd be you and me, to stop the Clinton agenda. when he's calling for Russia or any hacker to locate Hillary's missing emails, that was pretty funny for me. His tongue was in cheek, but to the media, this was a well-aimed barb. Well, it wasn't really about Hillary's carelessness, you see. It was a signal to develop a storyline about Trump as a Russian sleeper, the inspiration of the FX spy series, The Americans. Still on the topic of spies, Iran has executed an American asset in an act that appears linked as effect to cause to Hillary's infamous emails. Poor Shahram Amiri had the misfortune of being discussed by the Secretary of State staff on her insecure server. The correlation between Amiri's demise might not be as strong as the Iran ransom release cause and effect, but it deserves serious consideration. According to Cable Clinton, that should not be that way, though. Those who wondered whether the Iranian nuclear scientist executed by Iran for treason might have lived, if not for Hillary's recklessness, were quickly dubbed conspiracy theorists. Trump remained jovial, full of life at a rally in Green Bay, where a baby with big lungs was disturbing the peace. But the deadpan zombies under discussion panned him for his alleged anti-baby comments. Trump, who really does have the most resilient of temperaments, simply shrugged and coined a funny term, Pavarotti baby. So, to borrow from a phrase which Trump repeats a lot, even more so than the Second Amendment, reality is under siege by a colony of cretinous correspondents and commentators. Not the least of which is the pollsters. I really don't understand why we are looking at Hillary, who has accomplished nothing. Name one bill she ever pushed through as a senator. One. Not one she voted for. Not one that she co-sponsored. One that she put together and threw out there on her own and then sought co-sponsors and got it through the process. Name one. Hillary was nothing more than, a celebrity. You know, it was like Dancing with the Stars. She was a senator in name. She got paid to be a senator. She wasn't really doing anything. Sort of like Secretary of State when she was dodging the sniper fire in Bosnia, right? Yeah. Except that dodge was more sort of like a sauntering, if you've actually seen the video. Pay no attention to the media. Make up your own mind. Pull the lever in November. Don't worry about the media. We'll see what we get when we get on the other side. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As
a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, reading your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I don't understand pro-gun people sometimes. Larry Pratt tried to explain to me how this should work. He would tell me that, of course, he goes on anti-gun shows to be interviewed because he wants to make them look bad. That doesn't always happen that way, of course, but, you know, that's what he said. And with a skilled conversational manipulator, I could see where that would work. However, 9 times out of 10, I see no reason to defend ourselves against the anti-gun media. Why would we do that? We're not going to win. They're just going to, you know, color us bad one way or the other. Rather, you know, I'm more along the lines of Sun Tzu. I'm not going to fight the fight. I can't. There's no way I can win it. Recently, the NRA has run an attack ad, and they decided to defend the language they used against criticism, claiming their assertion was false. What they said, which is accurate, was that Hillary Clinton is not, you know, she's not, she does not support the right to gun ownership in the home. So in an interview with the Pulitzer Prize-winning fact-checker PolitiFact, NRA spokeswoman Jennifer Baker said the ad was accurate because the Democratic presidential nominee's stance on the District of Columbia versus Heller, which in 2008 enshrined home self-defense in the Second Amendment. If she were elected, one of the first things she would be able to do is appoint a Scalia replacement who would overturn Heller, Baker said, referring to the late Justice Antonin Scalia, whose February death left a void for the next president to fill. PolitiFact noted that the likelihood is low. A Republican-led Senate would allow the nomination of a perceived anti-gun justice. So they say. They reported that Heller was the first time the Supreme Court had interpreted the Second Amendment since 1939, according to the Library of Congress. The NRA spent some $3 million on the anti-Clinton ad buy in the battleground states of North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Nevada. It also spent an estimated $6 million in support of the Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, who the gun lobby group endorsed at its annual convention in May. PolitiFact went on to criticize the NRA for another piece of evidence it is using to condemn Clinton as an anti-gun politician, namely a piece of audio secretly recorded during a private meeting last year. Clinton can be heard saying the idea that you could have an open carry permit with an AK-47 over your shoulder walking up and down the aisles of a supermarket is just despicable. So I'm going to speak out. The Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment. I'm going to make my case on that every chance I get. PolitiFact also drew comparisons between Clinton and former President George W. Bush. Conservatives and liberals alike might not like to hear this, but it's true. Clinton's stance is similar to Bush's. They would likely disagree on specifics, yet both have argued that the right to bear arms needs to be upheld, but that it's not an absolute right and can be regulated just like the right of free speech. Bush's Solicitor General, Paul Clement, wrote a brief on behalf of the government. He said the decision by the appeals court was too broad and asked the Supreme Court not to uphold it. The court ultimately did, leading to Clinton's criticisms years later. The Bush administration wasn't arguing that people have no individual right to own guns for self-defense. Instead, it was worried a favorable ruling could weaken the government's ability to restrict public access to machine guns or the carrying of weapons in public. Okay. What they're saying is that the status quo is what would be upheld. That's what they're saying. That's what they're wanting you to believe, that the status quo would be upheld. Now, did you ever, in your wildest dreams, think there would come a day where the status quo would become Islamic jihad being forced down your throat a la immigration? The people of Linden Hills in Minnesota, I think it's Linden Hills, they woke up one morning, found a bunch of Somalians riding around their neighborhood, multiples in cars, lots of cars, driving up beside the females that live there in the house, saying, "You're beautiful. Can we live in your house with you? We want to rape you. No, we can take you and rape you, right?" Did you ever think that would become the status quo? It is right now in Linden Hills, Minnesota. Did you ever think, have you ever seen, I guess it's Ocean's 12, or Ocean's 11, I'm sorry, where they filmed it at Clooney's house on Lake Como, which is beautiful, which has a similar Somalian settlement there now. Karma's bad. Karma can be bad for some people. Have you seen where in Islamic countries the norm is that the men swarm the women during certain holidays, and the men actually have impromptu flamethrowers fired at them, and that doesn't run them off? We've killed 60 million infants in the name of choice. That's the status quo. The media lies to you. The conservatives lie to you. The progressives want to run your life. That's the status quo. And the only thing keeping them from doing any of that, the only thing keeping us from becoming the EU as far as Islamic immigration and some other things, the only thing keeping those floodgates closed is gun ownership. It's a very simple thing. It's a very simple thing. We still have the capability to say no. It just depends on how forceful we want to be about that. They want to remove that. So PolitiFact, just like Politico, just like Fact Checkers, and just like all of these other guys, sure, okay, they're in the bag for Hillary. The fix is in. It is the system is rigged. Yes, it is. It is indeed. The only thing it can't rig on any scale at all is your vote. Believe it or not. Ask Tim Knight of the NRA. Ask him how well that worked out in Colorado or in Virginia. And it's going to be state by state, just like all elections are. And we've got to knock each and every state down as we go, win every state we can possibly win. And, you know, when these guys get out here and say, well, Clinton was a lot like Bush, does anybody believe Bush was a conservative? Bush gave us the Department of Homeland Security. He gave us the Patriot Act. He wasn't conservative. He gave us the surveillance state. So getting out there and saying, well, Clinton was just like Bush, big deal. That what kind of bona fides is that for me? That's their cred there. Bush was not conservative. They wanted to make sure that we couldn't get hold of machine guns and carry weapons in public. But you know, it happens all over the place, all the time. Why do they need to restrict that? Is it that bad for you to be able to carry an AK into a grocery store? Do you think that person carrying the AK has to worry about getting mugged? Or what if something happens outside? That person with the AK is not going to have any of that happening to him. To keep the peace, we're going to have to be strong. But I mean, I do not understand why on earth we as pro-gunners sit back and try to defend ourselves or give these guys the time to try to make us look bad. I don't know. We're going to roll into hour number two. We will be right back.
Made, born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.